Chapter 2. Tommy. Of a party that ends in misadventure when an ill-advised remedy is offered for a wellspring that has run dry. It was me, Mick, Vince, and the guys from Hanoi Rocks who were in town partying. We were doing a shitload of drinking at Vince's and just having a killer time. We'd probably been barbecuing, boozing, and occasionally sleeping for a good 3 or 4 days when we finally ran out of beer. Vince wanted to show off his new Pantera, so he asked who wanted to make a beer run. Razzle volunteered first, and the two of them disappeared out the door. The liquor store was only a few blocks away, but they were gone for a long-ass time. Mick had disappeared too, and no one knew where he had gone. But that was typical behavior for that sneaky fucker. Nicky hadn't even shown up to the party, so no one knew where the fuck he was either. "Dude," I said to a collective couch of wives, "even if Vince took Razzle on a fucking joyride, they should be back by now. The liquor store is only around the corner, so what the fuck are they doing?" That's when we began to worry that maybe they'd crashed or been jacked for cash. I had no clue. Then we heard ambulances careen past the house, whip around the corner, and squeal to a halt. I sobered up on the spot. I think everyone did, because there was no doubt who those ambulances were for. We ran out of the house. The road curved around to the left, making it impossible to see what was around the corner. We walked and walked and walked, it seemed like forever, watching the red flashing lights bounce off nearby buildings. When we turned the corner, there were fire trucks, ambulances, police cars, and dozens of people in shorts standing on the corner just gawking. I turned my head to see what they were gawking at, and the first thing I saw was that red fucking Pantera. It was smashed, not head-on, but at a slight angle, into another car, and its passenger side had collapsed on itself like an accordion. The road was littered with shit, glass, metal, plastic, and in the middle of it all, a fucking Chuck Taylor high top. It was the shoe that Razzle always wore. In my mind, though, I just couldn't make sense of anything. Why was Razzle's high top in the middle of the street? Where was Vince? What was going on? What should I be doing, saying, thinking, screaming? Then I saw him. Vince. He was sitting on the curb, his arms wrapped around his ankles, rocking back and forth. I ran toward him, and as I did, I saw Razzle out of the corner of my eye. He was being carried on a stretcher toward the open back doors of an ambulance. I figured that he was all right, though obviously in need of some serious attention, considering the state of his side of the Pantera. Vince was covered with blood, and just rocking, and making this strange sound that seemed to come from such a painful place that I don't think I can even call it crying. I don't know if he was in pain, shock, or just freaking out. I tried to talk to him, but a cop knocked me out of the way. He handcuffed Vince and shoved him into a police car. I drove with Beth and the Hanoi guys to the hospital. After 2.5 hours of waiting in complete silence, a doctor finally came into the waiting room. His gloves were bloody and his mask was pulled down around his neck. My eyes filled with water before he even spoke. The tears just hung there suspended, covering my eyes like contact lenses, until the dreaded doctor spoke those dreaded words. "Your buddy Razzle didn't make it." And then the dam burst, and tears drenched my face.